Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. We move the world.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 59 for this April the 12th, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson. The other guy here, he's Dan Knight. Dan, what you got to say?
April showers bring May flowers.
Uh-huh.
And May flowers bring diseases to all Native Americans.
Yep. Sadness. And also, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Mayflower. Yeah, and yeah.
And that Mayflower. And the Rotten Plymouths. Rocks.
Rotten Plymouth Rocks?
Rotten. That's my new punk band.
I like it. That's pretty hardcore. I really dig that. So we are back again this week to do what we do, which is find the most scummy, slimy, disgusting, oozing, festering news that we can find and regurgitate it right into your faces.
So all these disgusting qualities that these things have, we are consuming it with our mouths and regurgitating
it. Well, I didn't say mouths.
Okay. I don't understand.
Oh, God.
All right, so great. So they're anticipating that then.
So yeah, we're going to do that. We're gonna give you some news, and you're going to listen to it. And if you're not, then you wouldn't be listening to this. So that's how I know.
Paradox.
Yeah, that's how I know that you're listening.
Hard P.
Well, yeah, hard pee. Just pee right into the mic. Okay, so without further ado, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Today is a really important national day, aside from us hitting the big milestone that is the big 5-9. You know, man. Woo!
I've
big 5-9. Feels so fine.
That's what they say when you turn that age.
59, yeah.
Feels
yeah, they
so
do.
Fine.
I think so, at least. Do they not?
That's what happened when I hit 59.
Ugh, God, that seems like years ago, you know, when I hit 59.
That was, well, I'm Benjamin Buttoning, so.
Oh, so you actually number yourself the other way, too.
You're
not just like, oh, I'm, whatever, you insert age, but I look like I'm 80.
You actually
take the number.
Oh, yeah, I inherit all of it.
Now, where did you start?
I started at 102.
Wow, that's really ambitious. That means you think you're going to live 102 years.
That's... It's true because I say it, so.
Wow, you know, you live, therefore you are, or something. I don't know, you did something great, and,
gonna be a wrinkly old man.
Well, no, you'll be a little tiny baby.
A wrinkly old baby.
Anyway, so, what was I saying? Yeah, today is a national day. It is, as each day is. Today is National Licorice Day.
Oh, gross.
See, I was going to, that answers my question. I was going to ask you how you felt about licorice. I'm 50-50 on licorice. I have to be in the right mood. Like, certain licorice things are okay. Others are not. I guess that's what 50-50 means. Yeah.
I've been known to twizzle from time to time.
That's red licorice, and that's fantastic.
I don't mind red licorice.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm assuming, though, that they are referring to black licorice.
Well, I think, you know, all licorice matters.
That's true. Hashtag.
Yeah, licorice lives matter.
Licorice lives? They have lives now.
Well, they and families, and they have to work at the...
At what month is a licorice considered alive?
Wow, we're hitting some real saucy topics.
Oh,
wow, okay. Well, for the three or four people left... We're going to continue the show like normal. And Dan, I think it seems best that you, Jesus, that you start us out.
Okay. Well, you remember last year when many food service workers pushed for an increase in minimum wage?
Dan, I don't.
You do not recall?
I don't remember. Who am I? Where am I?
That wasn't a question. I don't care who you are.
I don't remember anything.
From last year. Well, that happened. just to fill you in.
Oh.
There was a huge push for food service workers to increase their minimum wage, and a lot of people who were making that much, you know, they were like, I want $18 a month.
Wow. You know, hey, come on now.
We were paying them
getting real fancy.
Little.
What do you think you are, some sort of richer?
I'm a king. $18 a month. Yeah, the outcry from it, the outcry also was particularly loud against that happening. Mm-hmm. Many people claimed that if they received their increase in pay, many food service companies would become automated to bring prices down. I guess.
And except that didn't happen.
It never happened.
Yeah, it's wacky. It's wacky how that works.
How did this? Well, one company in China tried out the automated service.
Oh, it worked great.
They hired some little robot servers for their restaurant and ended up regretting it almost immediately.
No way.
The robo servers were constantly spilling drinks and soups from kitchen to table. They just didn't have their,
they're rebelling.
Their servo motor, where they keep the balance.
The gyroscope?
Yeah, that's it.
This is how it starts.
Their vagyroscopes.
Great,
were not uprights.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Now, this is how it starts. This is how, what's it called? Cyberdyne?
Yeah. It started in the food service industry.
Yeah, you know, the robots are just dumping our food. Next, they're dumping our lives.
I can just imagine a T-1000 with a little, with one of those, McDonald's hats serving you a tray of food.
The liquid one where they just ooze between tables.
Well, I was thinking the skeletons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that liquid one would probably be far better.
Yeah, and then if you didn't like your food, their arm became one of those giant knives and they just impaled you.
Excuse me, sir. Where is the suggestion box? It's killed. So... The robots weren't able to carry soup or other food steady, and they would frequently break down. The boss had decided never to use them again, said one employee. Just never curse these robot servers! I've had it! Having a robot server cost the company roughly $7,813, including all its repairs for breaking down and electricity costs.
That seems like more than an employee would cost.
Well, it's cheaper if you consider the long run.
Oh, it was over a year?
I think this is just like a yearly.
Oh, okay.
So I mean that's less.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
It's still not as good. You're not getting the service. The spectacle of robo servers has brought in customers, but not enough to warrant the change in the first place.
Yeah. Is this at a McDonald's?
No. Well, no. I think it's a fast food kind of restaurant thing. I'm not sure. It didn't really get into the specifics of it.
Okay. But
many companies are now firing the automated staff, and two places have closed down entirely because of it.
Wow. They are taking over. They're destroying our fast food.
That's right.
That's the first step to destroying Americans. We can't live without our fast food.
We can't. We can't have it. Excuse me, sir. Where's your manager? There are nanobots in my cheeseburger.
It's that crunchy flavor that I crave. Those are lettuce nanobots, okay?
Those fight your hunger from the inside.
Ooh, I like it. I see that you have you're ready for a lucrative career in marketing.
That's right.
Don't think of it as aggressive stomach destruction. Think of it as feeding from the inside.
Fighting hunger.
Fighting hunger from the inside. That's what it is. Those pains you feel, that's the fighting going on. It's the waging battle inside. Great. Anything else on that one?
No, that's all I got.
Well, in non-typical fashion, I actually have a very easy segue, which is mine actually is about burgers.
Wow.
And a fast food restaurant involving them.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Wow. So authorities in Minnesota said a prank call about a gas leak led employees at a Burger King to smash out all of the restaurant's windows. That's pretty drastic.
I like it.
Yeah, Coon Rapids police said they received a call about 9:30 p.m. on Friday about windows being smashed at a Burger King, and officers arrived to discover the window smashers were the employees. quote, officers arrived and found that the manager and employees of the Burger King were smashing out the windows, Sergeant Rick Boone told the Minneapolis Star Tribune. The manager explained they'd received a phone call from a male who'd identified himself as a fireman who said there were dangerous levels of gas in the building and they had to break out all the windows to keep the building from blowing up. The manager was frantic and actually believed the building was going to blow, Boone said. Witness Jason Hoberg captured the video of the workers smashing the windows and posted it to YouTube. So go check that one out.
Oh,
go
yeah.
check out that chestnut.
That sounds amazing.
If you listen real carefully, you can actually hear the countless amounts of dollary dues being destroyed along with those, as well as probably some of their jobs to compensate. let's see, where were we? We were here. Coon Rapids Police issued a statement saying emergency services, quote, would never, yeah, bombastically like that, call a residence or building or business to ask them to take actions of any kind. Calls for service come into the 911 dispatch system from someone calling to report a problem, and only then do police, fire, and emergency responders respond. Oh, I'm glad that the responders are, in fact, responding.
That's good. They responded to this response.
It puts my mind at ease that I know when the responders respond, I'll respond to their response.
You're responsible.
You count on that. I'm responsible. in the event you receive a call from someone claiming to be from a police or fire agency asking you to take some kind of action, consider it a prank and call 911 immediately. Yeah, so apparently they won't do that. They won't call and be like, hey, you should break all of your windows because you're going to blow up and die if you don't. Why wouldn't you just leave?
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you just evacuate the building?
Yeah, why would you? I mean,
it would take far less time.
Yeah, if there was an explosion, it still wasn't going to work out great if all the windows were blown out. There'd still be some sort of, you know, fire movement or something. It'd be better just to leave.
It sounds vaguely like the like what to do when a tornado hits. And it's like you open the windows.
Yeah, I mean, your house is still going to get blown away or sucked away. Like,
and you'll end up in Oz.
Yeah. I think I've seen a movie about that. It's crazy you mentioned
it. It's a documentary.
Is it?
It's about prison life.
Oh, actually, yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Those monkey people.
Tornadoes take you to prison.
They sure do. What?
There's one thing I learned from that documentary.
Yeah, so if someone calls you and they say, hey, your house is about to blow up. Yeah, I need you to break all the windows. Not, I need you to open all the windows or get out. Break all the windows? It's likely it's a prank. I mean, to be fair, that's a jerk of a prank.
Yeah.
But, like, if they didn't leave and they actually broke all the windows, I mean, you can only feel so bad.
Yeah.
Because that's really dumb.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah. I would have just left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, moving on.
Well, an altercation between two men led to some defecating and some stabbing as well.
Okay, let's pause there.
Okay.
I feel like you really glazed past a key word in there. Defecating?
Yeah.
As producing feckles.
Correct.
From the anus.
That is the scientific term, yes.
Which brings us back to licorice. Anus.
I'm sorry. Oh, I see what you did there now.
It's a full circle. It's a real happy circle. Which is why licorice tastes so not good.
Because it comes
from made of anus.
Shazam. Officers from Stockton.
Not Stockholm, Sweden.
No, not there. Officers from Stockton, California arrested 18-year-old Lanal Shaw for assault with a deadly weapon.
It was a weapon?
He saw the other gentleman taking a dump on his lawn. He grabbed a large kitchen knife and chased him down.
Yeah, I mean, what you gonna do?
What would be a normal response for seeing another human evacuating their bowels on your property?
I don't think I'd start with kitchen knife chasing, but I'd definitely walk out and be like, excuse me, sir. Can I please help you?
Can I just direct you to a toilet of sorts? My neighbor's bushes are far more adequate for your toilet time.
Maybe he was just being considerate and trying to fertilize those lawns.
If he had just given him a minute after he finished, he would have smeared it into the lawn with his shoe.
Yeah, stuck a little seed in it.
That's right, a little watermelon seed.
he's like the lawn turding Davy Crockett.
Wow, oh my God. he just drops a load,
you know, a big old steamy turd, and then he just plops a little apple seed inside and moves on.
The guy comes up and, what the hell, man?
Wait, like, that's Johnny Appleseed.
You'll thank me later.
That wasn't Davy Crockett.
He was the explorer.
Yeah. Johnny Appleseed.
I knew what you meant, though.
You know what I meant.
Even though you were wrong, and I was wrong for thinking you were right.
That was your first mistake.
That was my first mistake. Police went on to say the man fell, the man who took the turd out of his anus and dropped it on the floor. He fell as he was running. And Lonal, I think is his name, L-O-N-A-L-E.
Lonali. he's an Italian gentleman. Lonali.
He got on top of the guy and began stabbing him in the head.
Holy shoot! What?
Stabbed him in the head.
That is not an okay
that
reaction.
That escalated.
Holy crap. What?
Stabbed him in the head multiple times. He ended up dropping the knife, though, and the other guy, who had been stabbed in the head multiple times, picked up the knife and stabbed him in the throat.
What?
A lot of stabbing going on.
What is happening? This all started so innocently. It was just this guy trying to take a lawn poop. All right? How many of us haven't had a nice fresh summer
That's
lawn
poop?
It's
not normal. Don't talk like it's normal.
Dan, I have had countless lawn turds. You can't always make it to a restaurant. Sometimes you get a restaurant.
That's the only place that you go. I'm sorry.
Well, I meant restroom.
Okay.
Come on, Dan. You've made a lawn turd or two, right?
In a restaurant.
In a restaurant.
No, I can't say it's
turd with you.
Just lay it out like you're going to a picnic. It's put that out there.
Oh,
you folks. Yeah, you folks enjoying your steak? Oh, that's great.
What's the world come to when you can't even take a nice lawn poop?
The world is coming back to a civilized era.
All right.
So he takes the knife that was stabbed into him and stabbed Lonali with it. And personally, I think he should have washed it off before using it again.
I mean, that's just that's contamination.
It's common kitchen etiquette. You know? You don't want to cross contaminate your meats.
All right, great.
officers arrested Shaw, and he's held on $250,000 bail.
Did the guy die?
I have no idea what happened to the other guy.
This is a really big cliffhanger.
They didn't give him a name even in this article. I have no idea.
It's so much of one that I feel uncomfortable. Like, I really, really wish I knew.
We joked, and we don't know if this man is currently even alive anymore.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, he must not be. I feel like they would have mentioned it.
How do you not die from getting stabbed in the head multiple times?
And the neck!
Well, he didn't get stabbed. He stabbed the other guy.
I know, that's what I mean. How does that... I'm talking about the guy who got stabbed in the neck. If the guy who got stabbed in the head was okay enough to stab the guy in the neck, then I'm pretty sure he could have been saved, and that's plausible. But getting stabbed in the neck...
Eesh.
How do you recover?
I'm not sure.
Let's find out next.
Next time.
Next time on...
Throat Stabbers.
It's a terrible show, but you know, they keep trying each season.
It's been out for... This is what, season four coming out.
Yeah,
now.
I'm really, really...
Throat Stabbers.
I'm starting to enjoy it more. Yeah, definitely.
I'm really getting into the characters.
Oh, God. Isn't Jeff the best?
I can't believe they killed off Deborah.
You know, that
she
was a real...
She got stabbed in the throat. Didn't see that coming.
Okay, so I got another story about burgers.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know. It's what it's what everyone came here for.
It's what I crave.
And it's about a real-life Hamburglar.
Oh, I'm tired from...
Well, police have launched an appeal after a man allegedly broke into a Five Guys restaurant to make himself a late-night burger.
Mm. We've all been there.
We have. We've actually had numerous stories similar to this, too.
Yeah.
Why is that a thing?
I'm not sure. People just... They want their food, and they don't care what time of day it is.
Couldn't you just wait? He could just wait till it opened up and then get one the regular way. Or rob it then.
But he's hungry now.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Well, CCTV footage shows a man collecting ingredients from the locations around the kitchen before putting his patty on the grill and cooking his snack. The man also helped himself to a drink while he was grilling and took a bottle of water before he left. According to ABC News, he didn't steal money or anything else from the restaurant. Washington, D.C. police said the man broke into the restaurant on Irving Street in Washington between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. and said the man followed a delivery driver into the store and waited until he had left before heading into the kitchen. Police have released the footage in the hope that anyone who recognizes the suspect might come forward. He got away with it. He was on camera, and he got away with it. The only thing I've learned is that you can totally break into Five Guys and make yourself a burger completely scot-free.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I know that in the past we had articles where they definitely did not get away with
it. No, that's true, but none of them were about Five Guys. So far, 100% of people breaking into Five Guys to make burgers that I've heard about have gotten away with it.
And this man was clothed?
Yeah, completely clothed. He just broke in, which was like, hey, man, I want a burger.
That's another bizarre thing.
usually they're naked.
Yeah.
It adds to the flavor. It's really, you know, when you're loosey-goosey and you're letting your hanging noodle, you know, helps you.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea to not have clothes and be flipping burgers and then sizzling
grease,
near
hot
your
grease.
Exposed skinules.
Well, maybe that's what you... Skinules, yeah. I think that's half the battle, right? It's kind of like that. It's already like you're on the edge. You've just broken into this place, and now it's like double edge because it's like, oh, this grease could hit me in my penis anytime.
This is super titillating.
It's the thrill of the hunt, Dan. It's the thrill of the hunt, not the catch.
That's all right. Whatever that means in this context.
That's all I got for that one, so let's move on.
All right. Well, I have some news.
Please. Please tell me.
You know that moment we've all been waiting for?
Mm-mm.
You don't know what it is?
No, I'm drawing a blank here.
I'm gonna let you know. The Swedish number... Mm-hmm. Has been unveiled.
Oh my God. This has been years in development.
I can't believe. I mean, I remember when I was but a wee tot.
Then
this was, there was whispers in the wind of it.
Think about how much easier it's going to be to order IKEA now.
I can't even imagine.
You can just call any Swede to order things for you.
That's exactly right. Brought to us by Tourism Initiative in Sweden. All of us non-Swedes can call the Sweden number to chat it up with a random Swedish person.
Bork, bork. Bork, bork.
There you
go. Turkey, gobble, pfeffernusen.
That's exactly... And that's all you get when you talk on the phone with them. Quote, we want to show a unique and genuine Sweden, a country worth visiting, with the right to roam, sustainable tourism, and a rich cultural heritage, said Magnus Lind, CEO of the Tourism Association.
Yeah.
We also want to create pride and knowledge about Sweden, nationally as well as internationally. They warned to look up your phone's international dialing plans and costs before calling, however. But they do have a hotline for U.S. callers that's the same as a local call.
When you call something a hotline, it always sounds so steamy.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely going to be a phone sex line. Ooh, bork, bork.
Call 1-800-DIAL-A-SWEDE. Only 99 cents every dirty sexant.
Mmm, hinga dinga dergan.
Oh my God, that's offensive so much.
Sweden's great. We do actually love you.
I absolutely love
Sweden.
You've expressed an interest in moving there.
I really want to. In fact, I have been spending the past few months now learning Swedish. No jokes. Completely serious. Because, you know, it's important. The app I've been using has told me I'm 18% fluent, so I can bork in three different borks.
Oh my God! I didn't even think that was possible. Can you say something for everyone?
I can, but I shan't.
Please do.
I shan't.
Now that you've insulted the Swedish language.
No, because if I'm going to pronounce it like an American and make it so much worse. So let's just move on. Swedish is wonderful, and I love you all.
Okay, so the number, in case you're all wondering what the number is, the regular number to call is 46-771-793-336.
Oh, wow. That's rolls off the tongue.
It sure does. That's the international. The local, if you're calling from the U.S., which it'll be a local call. I think I tried it earlier, and it goes to like a Maryland number, and then it reroutes. But that number is 301-276-0600. And call it, because it's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds great. Actually, it sounds like a lot of fun, because the second primary language, I guess, would be called in human speak, would be called secondary, not second primary.
Human speak.
Yeah, and their secondary language is English,
yeah.
And pretty much are required in their school system to learn English. So
Swedish wasn't even considered their like official language or something until like 2006, I want to say.
That's wild. So call them up for sure.
Yeah, give them a ringy dingy.
Yeah. You know, this is really going to pay off in ways that no one really is comprehending, because it's entirely possible that if you keep calling, one of them will crumble under the pressure and finally tell you what's in their meatballs.
Oh my God.
The Swedish and their secret meatballs.
I have to know.
What's in your meatballs? It's a meat.
And in the ball.
It's a ball. Oh my God, it's so simple.
How did we not think of this before?
We've had scientists in the labs for years.
They kept coming out square. I don't understand.
So
call Sweden.
That's pretty funny.
We were going to do it, but...
But it's very late right now.
It is late for the Swedens.
But the neat thing is that it's kind of... So you have to sign up for the service in Sweden. You volunteer.
Yeah, it's a voluntary thing.
And it's weird because Scandinavia in general, but, you know, especially Sweden, is particularly known for being very, not xenophobic, but sort of closed. You don't talk. It's not a social, culture. There's not a lot of friendly, you know, sidewalk chat and stuff. So it's interesting that they have this as a thing where the few that do want to talk,
social ones
that want to bark at you for a couple hours are available. No, I do love you, Sweden. You're wonderful. And your language is awesome, and it just sounds like can't make Bill Cosby jokes anymore.
Ah.
Okay, but let's move on. We've got one more article this week, don't we?
Yeah. It's yours.
Yeah, it's got a neat pun.
Oh,
I called it foiled crime.
Oh, goodness.
You'll wait to hear what that... You'll understand in a moment.
I can't wait.
Bank robbers in southern Brazil donned a highly unusual costume for a heist.
Ooh.
The duo covered themselves from head to toe in aluminum foil.
Oh.
For the early Saturday morning raid on the Banco do Brasil branch in Praia Grande. Outra yo-yo. Yeah, I just want to go ahead and offend every other language that there is.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
If we could just, you know, go through the lineup and just go hit each one with something terribly offensive. Okay, so police said the two believed their improvised outfits would beat the bank's alarm system and stop it from going off. Quote, they wanted to make sure the alarms didn't detect their presence by using the aluminum foil, a spokesman for the Santa Catarina State Military Police told Brazilian national newspaper O Globo.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that was a sentence.
O Globo.
O Globo. Astonishingly,
mm-hmm.
Dan, the robber's plan actually worked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This sounds completely wacky, but it actually worked. Unfortunately, as their cloaks didn't allow actual invisibility, the pair were still captured by the bank's surveillance cameras.
So they still didn't get away with it.
Yeah, it still didn't work out. It didn't trigger any alarms. Apparently it repelled it. I don't know how the heck that worked, but cameras still saw them.
So, like, vault alarms or something?
I'm not sure. Maybe just, like metal
detector-type
alarms. I'm not sure how covering yourself in metal works like that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. There must be some sort of something. Some maybe infrared alarm of some sort, and maybe that trips it. I honestly have no idea. I'm not even going to pretend like I have any idea.
I can't wait for this expansion to come out on for Payday.
Yeah, it's going to be a real good one where you put on your aluminum foil suits. And
those guys should really get on that. Should be one of the unlockable things.
Yeah, a new suit.
Yeah,
the foil suit. So, security staff working at Banco de Brasil's regional HQ in Florianópolis.
Where exactly?
Florianópolis.
Oh.
Which definitely sounds like a made-up American place.
Yeah.
If you're not from here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yes, I have been to... Oh, I'm not, I shouldn't do fake accents. That is just way offensive. You know, I'm just going to move on. The security staff working there alerted police, and an armed response unit arrived on the scene. The duo fled empty-handed, leaving behind blowtorches and other implements they were using to try and break into a safe. On Sunday morning, they remained on the lam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're still at large.
Oh, so they didn't get caught.
No, they actually got away.
My God.
But they got away with nothing, so they failed.
Oh.
They blew it. A third man has reportedly been arrested and accused of being the pair's lookout. So he didn't, but the pair did. The couple of guys in aluminum did. They're the aluminum warriors.
That's their gang name.
Yeah.
Because they're
the West Side Aluminums.
What?
You watch out for the West Side Aluminums.
Oh, what is blap, happening?
Blap. Blap, blap. Blap, blap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like thug noises. I think.
I don't know. I'm not a West Side Aluminum, so.
Well.
That's a very elite gang.
I couldn't tell you if I was, and I am not. anyway,
I certainly
so
don't know their gangs.
I guess if you're going to rob a bank,
mm-hmm.
Actually, if you want to double your success, you should rob a Five Guys burger place in aluminum foil, and then you will really not get caught. You're basically invisible and invincible at that point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think you have the formula for success.
Wow. That's definitely the new Payday DLC. Aluminum foil burger heist.
Oh.
So foolproof. Anyway, Dan, you got any closing words before we end this week on that note?
No, I don't. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah. That's always good.
That's thanks for coming back.
Yeah, it's appreciated. And we can mention one more time that there's a radio show that we, or rather Dan and Douglas Oosterhout wrote and has been edited with some fancy voice acting and all that jazz on our website. It's called Vic Valentine, Paranormal Investigator. But there's that, and that's cool. But let's tell you some about us.
Okay.
You want to hear? Are you ready?
I'm ready for
this. Okay, let me tell you. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banterbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. If you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. And that's all for this week.
And remember, homosexuality was still classified as an illness in Sweden in 1979. Swedes protested by calling in sick to work, claiming they, quote, felt gay.
Thanks for joining us.
Soon be connected to a random suite somewhere in Sweden.
Okay, hello? Is this Sweden?
Just hang on. All right.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.